But what of the things that we've shared? What of all the sweet words that you spoke in private?
Well, that's just what we call pillow talk, baby.
Lawrence appears to be hurt. Jim Ross.
I'm invested in you. You've embarrassed me. You've embarrassed the corporation. I can't believe it, Bigelow. A football player. A football player beat you. I have never been so embarrassed.
Take it back over here.
I told you, McMahon, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened.
There's Lawrence's son. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Lawrence Taylor has done indeed the impossible. LT has won the matchup against Bam Bam Bigelow.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use, I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
To ease the pain we often feel. They're the power to the future. For the hungry eyes to turn, for light to see. Talk to me like the wind talks to the trees, with a soft whispering breeze, like the birds.
Good afternoon, my friends. Welcome to Bill Swirsky Superfans. I'm Bill Swirsky, and with me, as always, are the superfans, Pat Arnold.
Hey, Bill.
Todd O'Connor.
Bill.
And Carl Walarski.
How you doing, Bill?
All right, we're talking here live from Ditka's on the heart of Chicago, the heart of Chicago, Illinois, the city of the big shoulders and home, of course, to a certain football team which has carved out a special place in the pantheon of professional football greats. That team which is known the world over as the Bears.
The Bears.
Okay. Okay, by my watch, we're about 13 minutes from game time. As you're, I'm sure, aware, the Bears are getting ready for their big playoff against the New York Giants. The Bears are 7-point underdogs, but don't count them out. Now let's go around the room for some predictions.
Pat, the Bears, 62-3.
Okay, Todd.
Bears, 79-0.
Oh, really? You don't think that the Giants will score?
No, I do not. The Bears' defense is like a wall. You can't go through them.
All right. How about you, Carl?
I say Bears 52-14.
Oh, what? Come on.
I'm sorry. I got to give the Giants credit. I think they'll give the Bears a game.
All right, leave him alone. That's his prerogative. As for my prediction, at game's end, at the game's end, there will be two teams of contrasting moods heading off the field, my friends. One glum, one gleeful. The gleeful of which being the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
74-2. I mean, after all, our civic pride is on the line, because let's face it, if New York were to somehow beat Chicago, we'd never hear the end of it.
Ah, oh, they would love it over there.
You know, it's absurd, really, that we would even have to waste our time comparing ourselves with that crime-ridden rat hole.
Absolutely.
I mean, for example, which building would you rather have, the Empire State Building or the Sears Tower, Pat?
Sears.
Carl?
Sears is taller.
Todd?
Sears.
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 All right. Now, let me shift gears here for a moment. What is God's role in this? Obviously, he's rooting for the Bears.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have put them in Chicago.
That's right.
That's right. The question is, now, did God create the Bears and make them superior to all other teams, or is he simply a huge fan and Ditka made them superior to all other teams?
It's a tough one.
All right, guys, here's your food. Who had the bratwurst?
I had the bratwurst.
All right, bratwurst.
I had the Polish sausage.
I ordered the knockwurst and pork chops.
Yeah, please, next time, bring the food during the commercials, darling, all right?
He's doing my job.
All right.
Could you pass the ketchup?
Okay, well, I see now that it's almost time for the foregone conclusion that is today's game.
Not gonna be pretty.
Bears.
Now, gentlemen, let me ask you this. What if the Bears were all 14 inches tall, you know, about so high? Now, what's your score of today's game?
Against the Giants?
Yes, give my handicap.
Bears 18, Giants 10. And that would finally be a good game.
That would be a good game. Mini Bears 24, Giants 14.
What about Ditka? Would he be mini too?
No, he would be full grown.
Oh, then mini Bears 31, Giants 7.
Well, hold on. Then I changed mine too. I thought it was a mini Dick game.
Okay, gentlemen, another scenario. Another scenario. The Bears, they don't make it. Their plane is delayed, and the only one who shows up is Ditka. Ditka versus the Giants. Okay, score, gentlemen.
All right, after the heart attack, I gotta say, Ditka 17, Giants 14. He just barely gets by.
All right, that sounds exciting. Perhaps, you know, a late Ditka field goal.
Bears.
Hey, as you fans know, sports celebrities like to frequent Ditkas. And odds maker Danny Sheridan has just sat down with us. Now, Danny, what would the point spread be for a game like that? Ditka versus the Giants. Now, remember, it's only Ditka, not the regular Bears team.
Okay. I'm going to say the Giants by about 800.
Right, Danny. Now, are you from New York?
He lives in New York, I bet.
That's right.
You like it there? You can stay there as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's just that it's one guy against,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's all right. Just take your crack pipe and go home. Get out of here, Danny.
Yeah, go shoot somebody with a gun.
All right, now let's get back to our discussion. Bears versus the assembled choir of heavenly angels.
The whole choir.
Well, seraphim, cherubim, the whole nine yards. Your pick.
Angels.
Angels, but it's close.
Bears.
All right, Ditka versus God in a golf match. Now, he's a good golfer.
Ditka.
Well, I see they're setting up the 40-foot screen, so I guess it's game time. Now, you enjoy the game, folks. Now, remember, next week, Bears, Niners. All right, now, Bears versus Stephen Douglas in a debate. What do you think?
The Bears.
She's made it through the wilderness somehow. She's made it through. She didn't know how lost she was until she found you. She was beat, incomplete. She'd been had. She was sad and blue. But you made her feel. Yes, you made her feel shiny and new.
Like a virgin, touched for the very first time. Like a virgin, your heart beat both in time. Gonna give you all her love, her fear is fading fast. Giving it all for you, who only love can love. She's so fine, and she's thine. She'll be yours till the end of time. Cause you made her feel. Yes, you made her feel. She had nothing to hide. Like a virgin, touched for the very first time. Like a virgin, your heart beat. In time, like a virgin, feel so good inside. Hey. Hold her, and you catch her. Oh. Oh.
She's so fine, and she's mine. Makes me strong. Yes, she makes me bold, and her love thought of. Yes, her love thought of what was scared and cold.
Like a virgin,
touched for the very first time.
Like a virgin,
when your heart beats every time.
Like a virgin,
feel so good inside.
favor, please.
Peace be with you, too.
You, my chihuahua. You're running for governor. How can you just stand by and let him kill innocent peoples?
This wrong.
this moment, how can it feel this wrong?
I've been trying to figure something in my head, and maybe you can help me out, yeah? When a person is insane, as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Maybe you're just sitting around, reading Guns and Ammo, masturbating in your own feces. Do you just stop and go, wow, it is amazing how fucking crazy I really am? Yeah? Do you guys do that?
Come on, boy. this out. Come on, boy.
Lamar, surprise, look who's here.
I knew you was coming.
Oh, Snowman. What do you mean you knew I was coming? Lamar, you're rotten core, you know that. About as rotten as that food you've been poisoning me with for the last
How many years. Do you want?
I don't know. Fix the same thing. Just cook the onions this time. Well, how in the hell have you been, Sugar Bear?
Pretty good. How about you, Snowman?
Oh, pretty good, considering the shape I'm in.
So long to Annette.
Okay.
Looks like old Fred's getting fat.
Yeah, tell me about it. And it damn sure ain't from eating the food at this joint.
Tell me about that.
I know. By the way, where did you get on the warm horn back there?
Damn if I know. They slid in here a little while ago. I'm gonna slide on out. I'm gonna catch you later, Snowman.
Yeah,
but who's ready for a beer?
Why don't you just leave me? Yes, operator. Now, this is a collect call from Cletus Snow. No, I am not Hank Snow's brother. No.
Look, honey, we'll be home in a little while. I'm
hungry. Hey. Is this your goddamn mutt?
Honey, I gotta go. I gotta go back. Yeah, that's my dog. Yeah.
Oh, you just bit me.
Fred, come here, Fred.
I said he just bit me.
Put the son of a bitch out of his misery.
That's roasting.
It's not a bad idea.
You did.
I don't think Fred bit you, mister. But Fred absolutely don't like grease.
That's a big 10-4.
Never mind.
Just keep the change.
All right, what happened, Snowman?
It's okay, Lamar. Today, then onward over the mountains.
upward towards the sea. They come to claim the emerald. Without it, they could not leave.
In Chinatown.
No.
Hey, listen.
Hey, remember the check we gave you? Yeah. It was a mistake. We shouldn't have given you the check, man. And we gotta take the money, man.
Thank God we found him, man.
Yeah. Money's gone.
What?
Money's gone.
Hey, hamburger dude! Hey, hamburger dude, wait up! Hey, man!
Hey, get him, man. I'll go around the back.
Hey, Lady Amfest!
Oh, you hey! Oh, hey, I'm glad I found you. Hey, man, we gotta have our money back.
I'm first to get my medication. I'm first for everything.
Hey, man, look, there was a mistake made, man. You shouldn't have got that money.
He didn't.
I was supposed to. Hey, man, I ain't bullshitting. Would you give me my money back? Hey, man, give me my money back, man. I ain't bullshitting. Hey, man, he's got our money.
Thank you.
If you're a warrant man, I'm shouting about it.
I'm just gonna stand here and talk to you. That's all.
You won't try nothing?
No, I'm square with you. I won't try a thing. I won't try a damn thing. You think I want to fall off? I promise, I'll just talk to you.
Okay, all right.
Here, you want a cigarette? Come on, let's smoke, okay?
Yeah.
Go on, take it, yeah. We're gonna take our time and both die of cancer. You leave without
me. Oh, no. What are you doing?
See this key? Bye-bye.
You're crazy!
Now, you can jump if you want to, but you'll be taking me with you, and that makes you a murderer. Okay? Come on, let's go
you
back.
You bastard!
Yeah, you'll be killing a cop. Now,
yeah, I'll be killing a psycho, not cop!
Yeah, a psycho, but I'm still a cop. You coming in? Come on, I'm going in.
Fuck you! I'm jumping!
Do you really want to jump? Do you want to? Well, then, that's fine with me. Come on.
Let's do it, asshole.
Let's
wait
do
minute.
It.
What?
I want to do
mean?
It. I want to do it.
What do you mean?
Hey lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh darling, 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 walk wild with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
We'll be right back.
It's the power of Christ that compels you. The power of Christ compels you. That the power of Christ compels you. 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 He brought you low by his blood-stained cross.